Hello. Welcome to another episode of Django Chat, fortnightly podcast on the Django web framework. I'm Carlton Gibson, joined as ever by Will Vincent. How are you, Will?
I'm good. Hi, Carlton.
Today we're going to talk about the upcoming Django board election to the Django Software Foundation board, which is this week, right?
Yeah, it's nominations are due by the end of day of the 30th, and this should come out on the 25th. And so we're just going to talk briefly about what the board does, and there's a whole number of things that the board could do, and really encourage people to get involved, either nominating themselves or think about what they want Django to do the next year, because the board drives this. So it's pretty important, but I don't know that everyone has a sense of what the board does. So
yeah.
So let's talk about it. So Django is run by a nonprofit, the Django Software Foundation, and it has annual elections. There's currently 7 members. I'm one of them. I'm the treasurer. It happens every year. Anyone can nominate themselves. Doesn't matter who you are. The voting happens by the individual members. We have a link to that. There's, I want to say around 200. I think it's a little bit less than that. But an individual member is someone who's nominated by the community. The board reviews. There's basically a special mailing list. So it's basically there's the board, there's the members, and then there's kind of everyone else. So you should also, if you're involved with Django and not a member, consider nominating yourself or nominating someone, because we want that list to be accurate. But that's who votes on the board. But anyone can be on the board. You don't have to be a member to be on the board.
Yeah. And this, what would I say? Initial pitch. I say, look, if you use Django and it's an opportunity to give back, which isn't directly involved in, contributing code. You can, what have you got to give, Will, to be on the board? You're on the board. So what have you got to do? What commitment is it involved?
I think I've gone a little overboard this year, but I mean, generally speaking, it's a couple hours a month. We have a 1-hour meeting once a month. And in the interim, there's emails that go around. It can be as little or as much as you want it to be, basically. But it's as little as a couple hours a month. And the nonprofit handles everything non-technical about Django. It handles paying the fellows like you, Carlton. It handles raising donations. It handles conference and sponsorship.
Things like Django, sponsoring Django Girls, that kind of thing.
Yep. It helps with, we just had DEP 10, so there's a new technical board overseeing that election, validating it. We put out a statement around Black Lives Matter. Sometimes there's code of conduct things. It's really just everything that makes Django, Django. The board, enforcing the trademark, right? So that you don't have for-profit companies having Django in their name. There's a lot of different things, but maybe I can talk about, so what does a normal meeting look like? Because the minutes are public, but they're a little hard to find. But so it's an hour total. Generally, it starts off with, we've got notes. We do video conferencing. We go over the budget. So I'm the treasurer. So I'll talk a little bit more about that, but the budget matters, balancing, outflows and inflows. Broadly speaking, the outflows around 2/3. So the annual budget is around $180,000 a year. That varies a little bit, but it's about that. And then the balance sheet of what Django has on hand has gone down a little bit this year. It's around $155,000. So we have less than a year's operating cash for everything. And most of that money goes to the fellows, so to you and to Marius. The next biggest slug by far is to conference and sponsor workshops. Then there's a Malcolm Trednick Award. There's a small amount, like it's maybe $2,000 total of just legal financial to maintain the nonprofit status. There's also hosting costs for the Django Project website, things like that. So we go over the budget, if anything's changed. Really, a lot of this is donors. So money comes from general donations. So you and I can and do make donations. You can do that on the website. You can do that with GitHub sponsors. You can use Amazon Smile, and now you can do the merchandise. So that's a also, chunk, but the biggest chunk.
Also corporate sponsors, right? I mean, while we're talking about this.
The biggest one. Corporate sponsors is the biggest chunk by far.
If you're a company that depends on Django, then it's really, it's like taking out insurance on your technical dependencies to sponsor the Django Django Software Foundation. It's a really valuable thing that you can do, and it'd probably be tax deductible because it's a charitable donation.
Yeah, it is.
And what you're buying with that is, you can put a badge on your website and you can say, hey, we sponsor the Django Software Foundation, which really helps with hiring. But what you're really buying is the security of the framework, the technology that you depend on.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, speaking for myself on the board, corporate sponsors is an area we've done some things. We added badges. We could do a lot more. We've lost our two platinum members this year. So that's a loss of $50,000. I think the board can and should do a lot more to give prominence to, okay, I'm a member. It's not just that you're on the site, but maybe you're featured in some way, or they're, you know, we'll talk about, we'd like to make some updates to the documentation in general to give corporate sponsors a little bit more. But it is security, because we know that these companies rely on Django, and you know, it's a handful of companies that contribute. It's really not that many. And part of that is the budget of Django itself is not that big. It's not Python or anything. It's not millions of dollars. It's meant to be small, but it's also meant to be cushioned, to be safe. You know, one of my goals for next year, I'm running again as treasurer, if I'm selected, is to try to increase the cushion so we have at least a year and a half, you know, cushion for maybe Django at some point needs to wind down. Maybe we want to add different things. Like, we don't want to have a cash crunch. And if we had to, there's a number of things we could do. I mean, we could put ads on tomorrow. That would raise money. You know, we could go around more directly to companies and say, hey, Django's at risk. But what we'd rather do is have it be a healthy community where the companies that are using Django contribute to Django and get something for that, and probably more than they currently get. I think we and the board could do more around that.
Yeah.
I don't know, what are your thoughts, Carl?
Yeah, I mean, to call out the sponsors would be a good thing. And to adjust the site to make that happen. But I think we don't want to get to this position where we're like, hey, Django's at risk. Can you sponsor? It's, you know, if you use Django,
we want to avoid that.
A corporate sponsorship for your size of company isn't a big commitment. And, you know, if you are listening and you do run a Django shop, you know, do go and check out the corporate membership and join.
Yeah. And, you know, write into the board, tell us what would be beneficial to you too. I mean, again, it's seven people, it's volunteers. I think there is this sense of, who is Django? Django should do more. It's like, well, Django is the community. People need to, you know, apply to be an individual member, you know, make comments, make an effort, because it doesn't happen, you know, on its own. No one's paid to do this.
Yeah,
on the board or the technical side.
But like, you know, for instance, to call out sponsors, say, on the Django project website more, that would involve a bit of a redesign of the Django project website. But that's not something that an individual contributor is just going to do by opening a pull request on DjangoProject.com. It needs to be kind of put forward. But which I always think, but hang on, we're web professionals. Surely we can put, as a community, we can put together a, you know, a really good website. This is what we do for a living. Like,
yeah. Well, it's the difference between a burst and a sustained effort. And that's, so I started on the Django forum. We'll put a link. There is a topic around, okay, what, you know, if we increase the budget for the Django Software Foundation, however we did that, what would we use it on? Because partly the board, you know, isn't going to put in the effort to raise more money unless we know where it needs to go. So we know that it'd be nice to have more of a cushion. But, you know, if the community agreed, we really want to have a docs fellow, and maybe that's full-time, maybe that's part-time, but specifically to focus on these areas. Right. Well, then we can say, okay, how much is that going to cost? We can, you know, it gives us a goal to hit and to improve things. So it really needs to come from the community, I would say, before the board can do it. So I hope people will take a look at the funding things and make your suggestions. You know, one of the things about Django that's great is that it's a community, but it can be frustrating in that it's a community. It's not, you know, Laravel, right, which is a PHP framework where there's the creator. He runs it all, and he has a handful of services. Like, he has a hosting thing. He's adding all sorts of stuff. You know, there's a direct link between, if he makes enough off those things, he can do what he wants and he can just act. Django's a little bit slower by design. I mean, we don't have Adrian and Jacob step down as benevolent dictators for life. So it is a community. So people do need to speak up, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yes. Yeah. No, I mean, joining the forum, joining the mailing list, join the Django Software Foundation as an individual member, contribute to the discussion there. If you've got ideas to how to push forward, put them forward. If you think, do you know what, I can really make a difference here? Well, put yourself in for the board. Run for it. And if you get on, you can implement those things. If you don't get on, you can still implement those things. You can write to the board saying, hey, I want to do this. Like, it's not an all or nothing. But Django is just as strong as the community that built it. And we have a great community. And, you know, you go to a DjangoCon, what an amazing environment it is. But it does need us to stand up and do that, you know, hour or two a month. That's that little bit extra just to, you know, keep the life in it.
Yeah. And I think it's important to do it from a sense of contributing rather than a sense of, you know, worry that Django is at risk in some way. Because it's not. Longer term, it might be. But yeah, if you're, and also it's a great way to meet people. I mean, if I think about my own time on the board, I mean, I've met the other board members, I've interacted with, you know, it's been personally beneficial to donate my time. And again, as you said, like it does, you don't have to be a board member to do these things. So it's great if you come onto the board, come on with a goal of what you want to achieve, right? I mean, because there is a bunch of day-to-day things the board needs to do, but I think it's great if people come in with goals around what they want to do. I mean, that was for me when I applied last year, I had an internal list of a couple things I wanted to do. And one of them was set up a merchandise store, which we have. One of them was do the Django survey, which we did. GitHub sponsors emerged. That took quite a bit of work, but we got that on there. So I think it's, you know, again, as the nominations come up, as the new board will take place in December, it's important to come in with ideas of what you want to do rather than just, you know, show up and be like, what should we do? It's like, well, you need to have agency on that matter.
Yeah, and it's an opportunity, isn't it? I think it's right that Django is a healthy community. And all we're really saying is, you know, if you've got an inclination, then join in, because that's what keeps it healthy.
Yeah. And I guess the one more thing I would say is this upcoming election, there'll be a new president because, so Frank Wiles has been the president for the last 5 years, and unofficially it's been a 5-year post. Russell Keith McGee had it before him. So the president is, you know, the lead person who plays the largest role. So it's especially important, you know, look at if you're interested, nominate yourself for president and look at who's nominated themselves and give some thought to who do you think would be a good leader for Django, because that position in particular matters quite a bit going forward for the direction of the project.
Okay.
What else? I think that's it. I think we just wanted to call attention to these nominations. You know, the board's important. The nominations are important. If you have questions, you can always email the board. You can ask us. I'm happy to answer in the forum. But, you know, get involved.
Yeah. So calls to action. Sponsor the Django Software Foundation. Join the Sandwich Software Foundation. Vote in the election. Nominate yourself for the election. Even if you don't get on the board, put your ideas forward.
Yeah. And if you're at a company and you're not a corporate sponsor, consider doing it. And if you are one and you want more from Django, do send us your ideas for things that we can implement, especially if we are able to have a docs fellow and rejigger that part of the site. You know, let us know. So, yep, that's it. As ever, we'll be here every 2 weeks. We've got a whole bunch of interviews in the can, and we'll look forward to sharing those with you next time.
Join us next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.